Roger was the oldest of the Wiggles brothers, and the smartest too, at least from his perspective. His mother was only 16 when she'd given birth to him. They were a poor family through the first many years, until his father won the local lottery. That's when the Wiggles family became the wealthiest in the land. But Roger and his three younger brothers had already grown accustomed to a life of poverty. They understood the concept of hard work, digging your nails in and being smacked around because of your station. His youngest brother, Wilbur, had been born a few years after Father Wiggles had fortuned into, well, fortune. Wilbur was not like the other boys in the family. He was more aristocratic, prim, proper, and downright pompous. And he liked rules. He always carried a little booklet of rules with him wherever he went. When he was a toddler, it was a games rulebook. When he was a teen, it was a rulebook regarding sports. And when he joined the military, he pocketed the Kajanan Military Handbook. So Wilbur was not only money-minded, he was anal retentive. But, as with anything in life, the world changes. Father Wiggles lost all of the money gambling, drinking, and womanizing. Mother Wiggles divorced him and took the boys back to her old stomping grounds, where being poor was an accepted situation. Fortunately, she'd invested some money fixing up the house during the fat years because she'd had a feeling that Father Wiggles was going to do something to screw things up. She, as always, was right. Roger, Richard, Rupert and Ralph soon enlisted in the army, spending their lives at the lowest level of infantry. Wilbur, carrying his personal pride around like a torch and his military handbook like it was a religious tome, used his fancy speech patterns, big words and uppity attitude to worm his way through university training and become an officer. Wilbur was always one-upping the brothers. Roger sighed and breathed in the pine-scented air. Today was Roger's 75th birthday. He was not fond of being this old, especially while walking a scouting route. He'd been so close to retiring and collecting a meager pension. If it hadn't been for the stupid war between his land of the Republic of Kajanan and that of the Modan Republic, he'd have his feet up on the couch and a nice mug of ale balancing on his would-be rounded belly. Blasted politicians. Crack. Roger glanced around as his blood pressure rose slightly. The sound of a cracking stick was undeniable. But who in the world would be out here in the middle of nowhere? In all of his years scouting, he'd never spied a single soul. Crack! There it was again. He slowly moved behind some shrubbery and pulled a rock from the leather pouch that hung by his side. A shape moved to the edge of the clearing across the way. Roger squinted as best he could, trying to make out the features of the man in his presence. The fellow wore a uniform, but he was shaded enough that Roger couldn't tell if he was Modanian or Kajananian. Roger clearly needed to update his spectacles at his next eye appointment. The other soldier took another step, bringing him into the open. He was roughly Roger's build, had an age-weathered, drawn-out face with rough whiskers and a set of steely blue eyes that marked him as familiar.
"Richard," said Roger as he stood up to his full height. "Is that you?"
"Roger,"
the other soldier replied in a voice that was quite gravelly. Roger shoved the rock back in its pouch and crossed the ground to embrace his brother.
"It is you," he said joyously. "I can't believe it. It's been, what, 5 years since we..."
"Aha!"
yelled another soldier, who jumped into the clearing while brandishing a slingshot.
"What is this, then?"
"Ralph,"
Richard and Roger said in unison. Ralph tilted his head.
"Roger? Richard?"
Roger wanted to leap with joy at seeing his two brothers again. Serendipity such as this was, well, serendipitous indeed, and to happen on his birthday, no less.
"I don't believe it,"
he said while trying to contain his emotions.
"It's unfathomistic,"
Richard announced. Ralph rolled his eyes.
"The word is unfathomable, Richard."
"It certainly is," agreed Richard.
"What are you two doing here?"
said Ralph after a moment. Just as they were about to answer, another crack sounded.
"Someone else is coming," Roger whispered. "Quick, get behind a tree."
Richard and Ralph followed behind Roger.
"Not this tree, you idiots!"
Roger shooed them away.
"Find your own tree!"